WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
It's a black patch Saturday in Princeton, and we're starting things off today with Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's on 62 West. Good morning, everyone. Todd Griffin here, along with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. After the Tigers fell for the first time this season last night, 46-22 to Union County out at Tiger Stadium. Coach, another great atmosphere for a football game, but in that Union County ground game, that they were pretty tough last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good football team. You know, they played in the state championship game last year. And you could tell, you know, I thought we'd have a chance to play with them. I thought we'd have a chance to win the game. But, you know, we did some things better on offense. But you could tell that they're a very experienced program. You know, they didn't get shook when we scored early, and they kept doing what they do well. And extremely tough kids, hard to tackle, physical football team. And you know, we had our chances, and you know, when you play a good football team like Union, you got to play a pretty clean game to beat them. You could tell that they're not going to beat themselves. They do some things really well. They do some things, other things not as well. And they really focus on doing what they do well and running the football. And, you know, that's what they did last night. And, you know, they don't have a lot of depth, but their top end guys are really good guys. And, you know, I kind of thought we might wear them down a little bit and get them tired at halftime. And we just never got. We never got them tired enough. They're tough. They're tough kids. And, you know, it was a really hard-fought game. I knew it would be a hard-fought game. We just got to learn from it. That's a good example of what we need. You know, if we want to play at a state championship caliber level, we're going to have to play like that. Can't make some of the mistakes we made. And we're going to have to be more physical and get in the weight room. We want to beat people like Union.
We had seen some bigger teams already this season, but I don't think either one of the first two teams who played, Hopkins County Central or Marshall County, had the speed to go with the size.
Yeah, the Fletcher kid, number 6, and the McPeak kid, number 0, they're as good athletes as we've seen this year. You know, they just rotate. They rotate them, and, you know, a lot of times you know they're getting the ball. You know they're getting the ball. They put one of them in the backfield, and you know they're getting the ball, and you know a few times the first hit would be a yard or two behind the line of scrimmage, and then they would get 5 yards, and you're like, you just, you know, as a coach, that's frustrating when you feel like your kids are playing hard, and the kids were playing hard, and you know we had a good scheme, and they still just beat you, and that's what they did. Yeah. They just beat us, and you know. We're not going to make excuses. They're a good football team, and you know, I feel like we prepared well for them, and you know, they were just better than us last night.
You guys got off to a good start, though. Hit a couple of big plays early, and after one quarter, it's 14-14, and you had to feel like, hey, here we go.
Well, you know, that felt good. You know, that's kind of what we've been looking for the first few games of the season. You know. Daylon can throw the ball, but we just hadn't done a very good job of executing our offense, and so that felt good to get some of that in and throw the ball deep. There's still some areas of the passing game we need to get better at. You know, our timing is still not there yet. Our snaps are still not there yet. Our reads are still not there yet. So. You know, those are things that we can improve on, and if we improve on those things, we'll be a pretty pretty good offense. You know, we need we graduated a lot of our receivers, so we got some kids that caught the ball last night that hadn't caught a lot of passes, so that was good to see, because we're going to need them down the road. We're going to need some kids to step up and play big at the receiver position.
Still kind of a learning process for you guys this season, because there are a lot of new guys at key spots, so it just feels like every week it's just how much better can we get this week?
Yeah, that's right. We got guys that are skilled. It's just, you know, we got to get better at doing little things like running our routes, you know, running good routes and, you know, making sure that, you know, this is a real little thing that you got to be ready to go in the game when we need you. You know, we got some guys who haven't played football in a while and, you know, they think when they come out of the game, they're just kind of over there chilling on the sideline. And then they don't understand that when we need you immediately. You know, we don't have time for you to put your helmet back on and or whatever. So those are just things that an, you know, immature football player has to learn firsthand. You know, you just don't know that kind of stuff. You got to play football games to know that, hey, I got to always be ready to go in the game. And, you know, it's frustrating as a coach, but you also got to understand that you got young kids that haven't played a lot of football yet. And, you know, you got to teach them. Mm-hmm. So that's on me to make sure that they understand little things that we got to get better at.
Coach Jeff Riley has joined us on the show from McDonald's this morning. And, Coach, what were kind of your thoughts on the Union County team we saw out here last night?
Oh, that's a very good football team. That, you know, they're big and physical, and they run downhill at you. And we kind of, you know, we knew that if we didn't match them physically, that we would kind of have our hands full. And I think we didn't really match them as many. We did at times. I think at times we matched them, but overall, last night we would get them behind the eight ball a little bit, then they would have a big play, or there'd be a penalty or something that kind of we would bail them out with you know, a missed tackle here or there, or you know, something like that. And you know, when a team that runs downhill at you gets running downhill, and that becomes who they are, and you can't get off the field, and you know, sometimes that's a helpless feeling. And you can scheme it and call all the defenses you want to call, but if you can't get off the field, that's why, you know, that's the first thing you hear when you turn on the TV on Saturday or Sunday is you got to stop the run, and we just weren't able to get that done last night.
Yeah, it seemed like we had guys in place at times, but overall it just seemed like we didn't get as much maybe penetration into the backfield to bust some stuff up as maybe we did the first couple of games.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think when you're playing a downhill team like that, you kind of got to operate in and around the line of scrimmage and kind of move, you know, laterally more than you do up the field, because I really felt like we got up the field sometimes and got linemen on us and kind of went by the ball, and they kind of got underneath us some. And, you know, from a defensive line standpoint, we talked about, you know, holding your gaps and how to attack when they pull. And, you know, for that most part, we did a decent job. But then you'd get them in, you know, third and seven, third and eight, and they'd get 9 or 10 yeah. yards and, you know, stuff like that. So that kind of stuff kind of, I think, was our Achilles last night. And, you know, but hats off to them. I didn't hear everything Coach McClung said before I got here, but I did hear him say, you know, they're a good football team and they kept doing what they do. And, you know, they didn't panic when it was a little bit of a ball game early, and they didn't change what they are because, you know, we scored a couple times. They just went back and did their thing, and that's what good football teams do. I think they're going to be one of the best 3A teams in maybe the whole state, but definitely in Western Kentucky. And, you know, sometimes you got to get on the field like that and experience that to know that, you know, we got a little work to do, but we have a chance to be pretty good too if we fix a few things.
Sometimes it is the little things in games. And Coach McClung, on I think their third touchdown drive, we had them third and maybe 10 or 11 early in the drive with a chance to get off the field and get the ball back, and I think they converted a little pass for a first down and ended up going down and scoring on us. So sometimes it's just a little play here or there that makes all the difference.
Yeah, I mean, that is an example of their experience paying off. And, you know, and I just to speak to what kind of football team they are, you know, Cal is the best 3A team in the state. Cal is running through people in all classes. They may be a top five team in all classes throughout the whole state. Well, they played Cal in the state championship yeah. game last year and played them pretty well. Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about some guys that have played some high level football, and, you know, and they were better than us last night. But, you know, there's two ways we can look at this. We can pout and make excuses and be babies about getting beat, or we can understand that we played a really good football team last night, and that's where we want to get to, and we need to learn from that experience last night, and know that's the kind of football you got to play if you want to get to Lexington.
Yeah, even with the loss, I think that was a good time to see a team like that. You know, it's not long until we get into the district games, because we're going to get there a little quicker this year with all the extra district teams, but it just felt like a good time to play somebody like that. And maybe even with the loss, you find out some things about your team.
Well, a loss sometimes can be the best thing that can happen to you. You know, I think back to 2012, our loss to Tree County, that made us better. We were a better football team because of it. And it was an irritating thing to go through. And, you know, we should have won the game, and we let it slip away at the end. And because of that, I feel like it motivated us. It basically just gave us a reality check. So maybe last night will give us a reality check we need this year. You know, we had a lot of talk about being 2-0, and we're feeling good about ourselves. But maybe that'll make us realize that we got to continue to work harder and harder. And that, I deal with a lot of people and a lot of problems in my job. And the answer to every problem, I feel like, is work. That's always the answer. If you got problems in life, is work. If you got a problem and you can't know how to fix it, then get to work. And that's what we want to do. We were going to get to work this week and build off this loss and not let us continue to drag us down, and we're going to get ready for the next game.
The question I have after seeing Union County last night is, how good is Madisonville North Hopkins this season?
They're really good. Yeah. Well, and you know what, Madisonville, what makes them so good right now, and that's the reason they beat Union County, is as good as Union County is up front, Madisonville is better than them up front. And they forced Union County to throw the ball a lot, and that's not what Union County wants to do. And they got a bunch of interceptions, and that's how Madisonville did that to them. But that tells you what kind of team Madisonville's got, because Union County is a very good football team.
Caldwell County now 2-1 on the season. Again, the final score last night was Union County 46, Caldwell County 22. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from McDonald's on 62 West in Princeton. Coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with the coaches after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available, or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come and see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
As a community, we faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Thanks for tuning in. Coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us this morning. As soon as we're done here, we'll go down to Tess. She's downtown at the Black Patch Street Fair, and we'll be broadcasting from there for much of the rest of the day. So stay with us for a busy day here on WPKY. Caldwell County football losing to Union County last night, 46-22 out at Tiger Stadium. Tigers now 2-1 on the season with a trip to Webster County coming up next week. Coach, we used to talk with David Barnes all the time about time of possession. And, of course, at one point it never really mattered. We'd have the ball for 15 minutes and score 60 points. Last night, though, it was kind of telling because of the way Union County plays. Union County had the ball for 36 minutes and 33 seconds. We had the ball for 11 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yeah, it's hard to – we don't have that kind of offense that we had back then, so we're not scoring that quickly. We can score quick at times, but not to that tempo that we used to do. But that's it seemed like they just kept – I think on their first drive they converted two fourth downs.
Yeah, the touchdown was on fourth down. Yeah,
so, they could grind it out. They're a tough football team. And when I don't know how long some of their drives were. They seemed like they were double-digit plays. I'm sure we had guys with a lot of tackles because we played a lot of defense. But, that's what we were afraid of going into the game, that they would play that kind of style and that kind of style. I'm glad that we didn't give up a bunch of big plays and made them drive a lot. That was good. But, when you play a team like that, that can drive the ball and run the ball, you just kind of hope that you'll get one play to get them behind the sticks and then put your defense in a better position to stop a drive. But we just didn't get there enough. Sometimes we would get them in second 11, second 12, and third and 11, and then that convert, and that's a killer for us. We're not a big football team on the defensive side, it's just a tough way to play a game. And you just gotta, when you play a good football team, you got to make more big plays, and they made more big plays than we did, and that's caused the result that we got.
Yeah, for the ball game, Union County ran 68 offensive plays. Caldwell County ran 39 offensive plays. So it's tough to keep up when you don't have the football.
Yeah, I feel like we could have ran the ball on them, but we never had the ball enough to really establish a run game. We got some yards late in the game, but we ran the ball good on a few plays early, but we felt like they were giving us the pass, and we hit some deep passes on them, so we kept trying to do that stuff. We felt like they were giving us screens, so we took the screens, and those screens are really like runs. And when you're getting all that stuff, it's kind of hard to establish a run game. And because we can run the football, but when you only run 39 plays, it's hard to really establish all aspects of your offense.
Yeah, Jeff, it seemed even worse in the third quarter. I don't have the specific numbers for time of possession in the third quarter, but it felt like we only ran about 8 or 9 offensive plays the whole quarter.
Yeah, well, we kicked them to start the half and try the onside kick and had every opportunity to get it and didn't. And once they got the ball there on the field, the short field, they just kind of kept it. And, I'm proud of our defense. Our kids played hard. I think Coach probably mentioned this. And we didn't give up. There have been times we went to Union County over a couple years ago, and I kind of felt like we just didn't give ourselves a chance because we didn't play with a lot of efforts. I think we were beyond that now. I think our kids played hard, and they tried to get after it. And we made some mistakes, and we missed some tackles. And, and a lot of that has to do with them and how hard they play and how hard they run. So, it's the same old story. If you can't stop the run, you can't get off the field, you're gonna be on the tough side of the time of possession. You're gonna be on the tough side of giving your offense the ball to get plays off. And that's just the story of last night's game, is they could run the ball, and we gave it the old college try and just come up short.
Sometimes it just feels like you can't catch a break during a game, though. It seemed like every time there was a call, it kind of went the other way on us. And then you mentioned the onside kick to start the second half. I think a lot of us are still trying to figure out how we didn't end up with that football.
Yeah, I think we kind of knocked it around to each other a couple times, and they just kind of ended up on it. And I think that really sums up the way the night went. It was well executed, and we had a chance to get an opportunity opportunity to it. And when we got there, we just weren't able to execute it and get it completed. And it ended up in their favor. And I think a lot of the, if you watch a lot of plays, a lot of drives in particular, you know, both offensively and defensively, that, you know, there are some things we did well and things that you can look back and say, hey, this is a good job, and positive things that come from it. But at the end of the time, there was a play or two or a missed tackle here or something happened there that just, you know, they were able to get the ball and keep the ball. And that's, you know, that was their game plan, and they did a good job of executing it, and we didn't do a good enough job stopping it.
You know, after they fell on the ball and got the onside kick that we didn't recover, we actually made a stop after that. The defense held, and we got the ball back initially that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, those are things that you look at, you go back, and I haven't watched any of the film. I'll watch it here after a while. But you look at those, and there are positive aspects that you take away from. But then, you know, you, like you talked about before, you get a team to fourth down, and, you know, a kid carries two or three tacklers for a couple yards and gets a first down, and, you know, that's a little bit of a backbreaker. And then you kind of, you know, I know they're late. I was a little disappointed. We were worried about an offsides call and gave up a big run right after that. And, you know, the game was out of reach, but, you know, you still want your kids not to be worried about things they can't control. And, you know, you can't control calls. You just got to go play. And we kind of got preoccupied with the call that we didn't feel like went our way, and gave up a big play. So we got to get over that. And Coach talked about being mature football players. There's some growth that has to happen there too. But I trust our kids will do that.
Coach McClung, at what point did you decide to come out and try the onside kick to start the second half?
Well, I thought about it in the locker room, and the one thing that I was kind of worried, you know, it was a two-score game, and our defense had been on the field so much, I hated to give them a short field to start off a half. But after I talked to the kids and you know, I walked outside a little bit and thought about it, and I thought, man, if we're going to win this game, we're going to have to take chances. So I went back in and told the kids in the locker room that we're going for it. Well, I mean, we're going for the onside kick. We got a really good kicker, and he's really good at onside kicks. So, you know, I told the kids that we're going to onside kick in the locker room, and they got excited. They're yelling. You're like, yeah. And so, you know, I felt like going for the onside kick, whether we got it or not, was a good thing, because it gave them energy. They were like, yeah, we're going for it. We're going to go try the onside kick. And, you know, I kind of don't know how we didn't get it. It was a perfect onside kick.
And, oh, we had that thing twice.
And we had two kids go right there to get it. But, you know, I really feel like even though we didn't get it, the kids got energy from us going for it, you know, wanting to try to go win the game. And so we came out fired up on defense, and we got a stop. And so even though we didn't get it, I feel like it was a good thing, because we ended up getting the ball back. But, you know, somebody's got to make a big play. You know, somebody's got to make a play. When you get to that point in the game and you're excited and you get a little bit of momentum, somebody's got to make a play. And we just didn't have enough of those plays to win the game. And it just kind of, but you know, I like the attitude that we had, and I like the intensity, and we never gave up. But, you know, eventually we got to have people step up and make the right plays at the right time if we're going to beat a good team like Union County.
One thing I thought Union County excelled at was their kickoff, because they kind of kept us confused a little bit. We were expecting a pop-up kick, and they kick it deep, and then they dribble one on you, and they just seemed like they pulled all the tricks out of the bag, and it ended up, I think they recovered the ball a couple of times, and a couple of extra possessions is big in that kind of game.
Well, you know, I play some kids on special teams that they're younger kids, and I want to get them experience and opportunity to play. And, you know, I try to build up special teams because of how it's important. And I have some kids that really take a lot of pride in what they do. And, you know, they onside kick that. They onside kicked us to Brenton Springfield, and he's made a bunch of plays in special teams for us over the last 2 years, and he actually recovered it, and they tore it away from him at the bottom of the pile. Oh. He's not a real big kid, but he was really mad about it. He's really frustrated about that. And you know, then they blooped one to Dayton, and he just tipped it. But Dayton's going to be a really good football player, and some people probably would have pulled him at that point and put somebody else in. But, you know, I try to keep it positive, and I left him in there. He ended up fair catching one fine the next time. So, you know, kids like him, they're really important to the future of our football program. And, you know, sometimes you make a mistake, and, you know, you can't just jerk a young kid out immediately and just destroy his ego, because he's going to be a good football player, and he did the right thing later on. And you know, I thought about replacing some of those kids early in the week, and you know, when I mentioned to them, and they said, "Coach, I can do it." You know, I said, "We're gonna fair catch some of these," and you know, Malik Harmon played some special teams for us, and I was gonna replace him, and he said, "I can do it. I can fair catch it." And so I left him in there, and you know, those kids are important. They're important parts of our team, and special teams are super important. I try to put a lot of emphasis on it. I try to spend as much time on it as I can, because in close games, they can win the game for you.
Yeah, kickoffs are kind of unique though, because once that ball goes 10 yards, it's anybody's football. It doesn't matter if we touched it or not. You know, yeah. It's 10 yards down the field, so anybody can recover it.
That's right, and you know, when you go through things like that, and teams that play special teams games, you get better at it, you know, because I'm sure the kids that are on it now have a little bit better understanding of it. And hopefully we can use that to our advantage, have a better understanding of what you can do in kickoff and kickoff return. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's a kind of a trial by fire.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and do it. And a lot of people don't spend a lot of time on special teams. I can watch teams on film and I can tell if they're practicing their special teams very much. And, you know, we try to practice ours as much as we can. I really felt like last year our special teams gave us a big advantage in a lot of games, and we want to improve and gain and have that advantage this year.
Well, you guys were just a block away a couple of times, I think, from running a kick back last night.
I thought we were going to run one back. They always kick to one side, and they way over cover to that side. And so I told the returners that when you get that ball, if they kick it to you, because a lot of times, especially on punts, they just kick it out of bounds. I said, if you get that ball and you take it back to the other side of the field, you're going to score. And we were like a block away on a couple of them. So, you know, we played well in special teams. Then we had a couple bad plays on special teams that really hurt us. So it's something that we'll continue to work on and try to get better at.
Now, you called one timeout last night that was worth about 6 or 7 points, because after we had muffed one of the kickoffs, Union County ran the ball back for a touchdown, and it looked like the officials were going to let that stand. But you can't advance a muff. You can recover it and change possession, but you had to call a timeout. And after the officials got together, they agreed with you and moved the ball back to the 32-yard line.
And it saved us, because then we got to stop. Yeah. We got a turnover, I think, on the next play. So, yeah, I knew that anytime you muff a kick, you know, not a fumble, you muffed it, you can't advance it. And I told the referees that immediately, and they said, no, they can. And then they were going to let them line up and kick the extra point. And I didn't feel like that they had heard me out as long as they needed to hear me out. So I burned a timeout and talked to the white hat. And I kind of made my explanation of why you can't advance it, and I gave him some other examples of why you can't advance it, and he was, I'm glad, you know, this is a good thing about the referee. He thought about it, and he went and talked to the other referees, and they realized that I was right, and they took the points off the board. So, you know, referees aren't perfect, and they did a fine job last night, but in that situation, I'm glad that they took the time to make sure that they made the correct call. You know, sometimes referees will be like, "Oh, we messed it up," but it wouldn't, and not take the time to fix it, and they took the time to fix it, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I remember when the play happening, somebody on the Union County sideline pointing to the spot where the ball was recovered. So I think even Union County, Jeff, I think they knew that they couldn't really return that for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think they probably did know. We were all kind of like, hey, I don't think that should stand. And then, of course, you know, one of the things Coach McClung has done a really good job of is keeping his emotions under control and not losing it and getting those guys to talk to him. I think in over the last 2 or 3 years, they'll stop and listen to him more so than maybe if he had, you know, totally lost it and just was yelling and screaming. And I think that's an instance of where that happens. And again, like he said, kudos to those guys for listening and not thinking it's just gamesmanship about trying to get a call and want it to be correct and talking to each other and eventually getting it right. So that's really what it needs to be. It just needs to be correct. And, you know, they did the right thing by coming together and talking about it, and got it fixed, and it turned out that Union County didn't need it. But, you know, in the moment, that's what you want.
Union County went on to win last night, 46-22 over the Tigers out at Tiger Stadium. Caldwell County now 2-1 on the season. We're at McDonald's this morning on 62 West for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Appreciate McDonald's letting us set up and do the coaches show this year here at McDonald's in Princeton. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and talk more with the coaches after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle. Get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong. Take a look at the latest livestock market reports. Hear the latest edition of Traveling the Bluegrass and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 a.m. WPKY.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hancock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan Watts.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your sportsedge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com. The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's this morning for a Saturday Morning Quarterback. When we finish here, we'll be going downtown. Tess is all set up downtown, and we'll take you to the Black Patch Street Fair going on today in Princeton. So a busy day, and we know a lot of people are out there getting ready for a big Black Patch Day. But we're going to talk football for just a little bit longer here on Saturday Morning Quarterback with coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. The Tigers falling last night to Union County, 46-22 at Tiger Stadium. Checking a few stats from the game, of course, Union County with a lot of running yardage last night, 356 yards, ended up with 426 total. And Coach McClung, you mentioned it earlier, William McPeak and Abe Fletcher both had big games. Fletcher with 218 running the ball. McPeak had 153. And it would be interesting if we had the yards after contact, you know, stat, because, it felt like at times we kind of had those guys bottled up a little bit, and then, boom, they make a big play.
You know, it didn't feel like we hardly ever tackled them for a loss. And the frustrating thing about that is a lot of the times we hit them on their side of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, they're tough, man. They when you hit a kid 2 yards in the backfield and he gets 6 yards, that's disheartening, you know. And they run so hard and fast kids, and you know, they're just really hard to tackle. They're just really good football players. They play an old style football. They got an I formation. They got a little bit of wishbone, and you know, they just punch us in the mouth. And you know, that says a lot about how tough they are and how tough their kids are.
Jeff, we did have one sack last night. The Big Mac Sack Attack Award went to Duke Ward.
Overall, Duke had a pretty good game. I mean, he's a quick kid, and he's hard to if you don't get your paws on him early, he's going to get in the backfield and disrupt things. And you know, the thing I really like about Duke is he always just keeps playing. He's always trying to make a play. He's going to disrupt. He's going to get manhandled a time or two because he's not a real big kid, but he's gotten a weight room. He's gotten stronger. I think he's quicker. He uses his hands really well. And so he's a disruptor. That's why we kind of have him right there in the middle, so you can't really run away from him. And he does a really good job. You know, he's got some stuff he needs to work on. Sometimes he gets up the field too far. But when you're a quick kid and you rely on your quickness, sometimes you're going to jump off sides, and sometimes you're going to get upfield a little bit. But on the flip side, you're also making a bunch of plays and in the backfield getting a sack. And you know, I bet a lot of those first hits were number 57. Mm.
When you look at the defensive stats last night, we do have some guys with a lot of tackles. Cam Wilson ended the night with 17 stops. Carter Bedell had 13 tackles. Jack Roach had 13 tackles. Colson Maddox got into double figures with 11. Duke had 9 tackles for you last night. So a lot of people, Alex Fox had 8. So I guess there were a lot of plays and a lot of guys made a lot of tackles.
Yeah, I mean, that's – you know, like Coach mentioned, we didn't really give up a lot of big plays. There's a couple plays that were typical big plays, but those guys did a good job of driving the football. And you know, sometimes you want to make a high school offense drive and hope that they make a mistake or turn it over, and they just didn't do that, get a penalty or whatever, and they just, you know, they didn't beat themselves last night. And so, you know, you just kind of tip your hat to them, and you know, you got to learn from it. But you know, like we said before, our kids didn't give up, and you know, that stat sheet's full of stats because our kids are tough kids too, and they kept fighting and they kept battling after them. And you know, they'd fly around and they'd try to hit them, and the game was physical deep into the fourth quarter. And you know, the thing that I think we can build on is we didn't give up. We stood toe to toe with them. Hats off to them for getting the win. But you know, that's something that we can build on, is that toughness and that, you know, that resilience, and then continuing to play. And you know, we got to work on our emotions and not let our frustrations get the better of us. I think that happened a couple times last night. But once you get on the other side of that, I think you can come out of this thing better if you learn the right things and continue to work.
First couple of games, we had created some turnovers by just ripping the ball out, and maybe Union County had seen that. It seemed like they protected the ball a little better last night, and their running backs are big and strong, and we were trying to rip the ball out sometimes, but it just – you know, you couldn't get it loose.
I think that's right. I think there's early on, you could see those kids, they would make a conscious effort to cover up. And you could see our kids coming and ripping and trying to get at it. And, you know, that's just something Coach Bergen has emphasized, is trying to cause turnovers. And the kids have bought into doing that. And, you know, it paid off for us last week. And this week, you know, probably because of last week, you know, those kids were watch film and they're well coached too. And they protected the football, and they knew that we were going to try to do that. So they did a good job of protecting themselves when they were in the pile.
Coach McClung, you always talk about turnovers before the game, how big turnovers are going to be. And for the first time this season, we lost the turnover battle last night, 3-2.
Yeah, and we lost the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a important statistic. It's more important than time of possession. You know, I know time of possession last night, it was very indicative of how the game went, but sometimes time of possession can be very misleading. But turnovers are usually pretty good indicator of who won the game. And I'm happy that we caused 2 turnovers, but we're not good enough to turn the ball over 3 times and still win.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
At U-Ride, the lot is always changing. Their ever-evolving inventory means you never know what treasure you'll find. From sporty coupes to family SUVs. Didn't spot your perfect car? Tell them what you're looking for. Their team will help track it down and get you behind the wheel fast. In-house financing makes driving away easy. And they're with you every mile, because at U-Ride, they are committed to you after the sale. Discover what's new today at U-Ride on Marion Road in Princeton.
Happy fall, y'all. It's Stephanie, manager at Purcell Tire in Princeton. Is it time to get your car serviced?
come in and ask about our car care packages. These include an oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery check, and an overall total vehicle inspection. Call us at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to yoursportsedge.com.
We are back at McDonald's on 62 West in Princeton. A few technical difficulties this morning, but we are back with the coaches to finish up Saturday Morning Quarterback before we get you downtown for the Black Patch Street Fair. Caldwell County heading to Webster County next week with a 2-1 record. Coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning from McDonald's. And Coach McClung, how quickly did you start taking a look at Webster County for next week?
Well, I went back to the office about 6:30 this morning. I initiated the exchange last night, so they accepted this morning. We're still waiting on their last game's film, but we had their Meadowbury County game. So I watched our film again, and I know this. We have to make sure that we take care of the things that we do. And, you know, I know Webster County is our opponent, but our biggest opponent right now is us. We need to keep getting better and do all little things better and go over there and have a big night.
You know, I think Webster County has made some improvements to their football stadium. I know they've put a new track around the field. They recently put up new lights. Apparently they have strobe lights when they score touchdowns now. So it's going to be a little interesting to go over there and see that, because Webster County used to be one of the darkest fields around, and now it should be a whole lot different experience for us.
Yeah, you can see it on film when they score, the lights go out and start flashing. So our goal is to go over there and not have the lights go out at all. And they have some visitor bleachers now, so our fans should like that. They get to sit on our sideline, and you know, we just want to go over there and get better. We're gonna play a clean game and hopefully come out of there with a W.
Caldwell County falling last night to Union County out here 46-22 at Tiger Stadium. Coach, what were some positives you guys could take from that game moving forward now?
Well, we threw the ball better at times, so I'm glad to see that. We made some of the right reads and got some big plays. I thought the offensive line played pretty good, actually. We just weren't on the field enough, but, we run blocked pretty good. Pass protection was good. Some of the things we talked about going into the game doing, we did. So I was happy to see that. You know, defense really didn't play bad. They just couldn't get off the field and couldn't make enough plays to stop them. They're just a good, hard running football team.
Didn't get a chance to run through all the scores earlier, so I do want to run through those real quick for you now before we get out of here. We told you that Crittenden County beat Webster County 27-8 last night. Marshall County over Trigg County 28-27. It's the first time in Trigg's history it's ever lost back-to-back games by 1 point. A two-point conversion by Marshall County late in the game last night gave the Marshals a 28-27 win over Encadas. Madisonville, North Hopkins all over Hopkins County Central 73-14. Murray defeated Graves County 32-14. Big game in Western Kentucky last night. Paducah-Tillman over Mayfield 55-29. McKenzie, Tennessee defeated Christian County 42-12 over at the Stadium of Champions in Hopkinsville. That contest was stopped at halftime. I believe there was lightning in that game, and they just stopped it at halftime with McKenzie with the big lead. Butler County shut out Todd County Central 52-0. Fort Campbell over Fort Knox 55-18, and we'll see a lot of those teams coming up a little bit later on this season. As we've said, Webster County is 0-3, so it's a trip to Webster next week for Caldwell County. And Coach McClung, actually, I believe the young guys are going to Webster County today, the junior pro teams, to start their season.
Yeah, that's exciting to go over there and get in. It's good weather today, so they won't have a hot game. So our junior pro program, we got some good things going on there. Got four teams again, and I'm excited to see what that does for the future of our football program.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from McDonald's in Princeton. Coach, appreciate you working through some technical difficulties with us this morning, and good luck next week over at Webster County.
Thanks, Todd.
Tiger head coach Aaron McClung, also Tiger coach Jeff Riley, joining us this morning from McDonald's on Saturday Morning Quarterback. I apologize for the few difficulties this morning, but glad to get to talk to
the coaches about last night's game out here at Tiger Stadium. Again, Caldwell County falling last night 46-22 to Union County. The Tigers are now 2-1 on the season. That is going to wrap us up from McDonald's on Saturday Morning Quarterback, but stay with us. Tess will be downtown at the Black Patch Street Fair. That's coming up next here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY. Classic Hits 103.3 1580.